Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours this day from God our Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. St. Paul writes, "Now, I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel which I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you. In the holy and blessed name of Jesus, amen." Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. And he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time. This is what St. Paul considers of first importance. These are the things that St. Paul stirs to the remembrance of the Corinthian Christians. But why? Well, because, like us, the Christians at Corinth easily forget. They get caught up in the day-to-day, the here and there, the running to and fro. They're easily pulled away from this truth by worldly thinking, by false gospels, and by a culture that preaches to them false gods to which we are told we must bow, as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were told to bow to the golden image. You see, we look at life with human eyes. We see sin and death as enemies, something that still has some sort of hold on the world, but this is foolishness. We see them as tyrants and overlords. They like to think of themselves that way. When we see them this way, what we do is we wallow in our sin. What we do is we claim, well, there's nothing I can do about it. I was born a sinner, so I might as well just go on sinning until finally I die, and then hopefully God will sort it all out. But that's not the gospel. That's idiocy. The gospel is the good news that God has already sorted it out. Jesus' resurrection from the dead is proof positive that God has sorted it all out through the obedient suffering and death of his own Son. And now, sin has no power over us beyond what we voluntarily give to it. Death has lost its sting. There's no reason to fear it any more than there is to fear the boogeyman. Jesus has worked our rescue and salvation, and now we are free. Free from our captivity to sin, free from the power and tyranny of the devil, free from death. This is the promise of Jesus' resurrection. The message of the empty tomb is that no obstacle, not even death, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So that's why we recount and remember this day the glorious resurrection of our Lord. Because by our remembrance of Jesus' work, we can dispel the darkness, we can shatter the gloom that crowds in around us as we walk through this life. By recalling the resurrection of Jesus, we're given faith to trust that what Jesus did was enough. Because of Jesus, we are set free from sin. You are already rescued from death. The resurrection of Jesus declares in no uncertain terms, we're already at peace with God. Jesus himself points to the resurrection as the fulfillment of the scriptures when he tells his disciples, "The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day, rise." It must happen, says Jesus. It did happen, because the tomb is empty. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And this is what St. Paul desires to make sure that the Corinthians remember. And as he stirs them to remembrance, he stirs you and me to remembrance as well. So today, and every day from now on, we taunt sin and death, crying out, "Where, O death, is your sting? Where, O grave, is your victory?" The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But on this day, we peer into the empty tomb and we give thanks to God that he has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the resurrection of Jesus changes everything. Because Jesus is risen from the dead, now the whole world is turned on its head. Death is now the portal to life eternal. Our mourning turns to rejoicing. We're assured that those who have gone before us in the faith are not gone. They are not forgotten, because all who died in the faith, those who died in Jesus, we remember that Jesus rose from the dead. And now they live with him, awaiting that day when he will return and give life to their mortal bodies and empty their graves, just as his own is empty. So the empty tomb banishes a meaningless life, a hopeless life. Jesus' resurrection gives purpose and meaning to our existence here and now. Because the Son sets us free, we are free indeed. Free from sin, free from the power of death, free to serve God in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness without fear. We have this freedom now. Because in the waters of baptism, we were connected to Jesus' death. We were buried with him by baptism into death. And today we clear the truth that Jesus did not stay in the grave. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And this historical fact gives us confidence. Our bodies will not remain in the grave either. This is what Jesus' resurrection means for us Christians. This is the confidence he gives us through the empty tomb. And that is why St. Paul seeks first to stir this remembrance. He knows that even though the victory has been won, the enemies of the gospel will not give up without a fight. They will conspire. They will try to convince us that it's still Good Friday. Jesus' body is still in the grave. There's no hope to be found anywhere except in what they provide as hope. They will try to persuade us that, well, we may as well give in to all of our sinful passions, lead a hedonistic life. We may as well renounce the truths of the faith. And in their last gasp effort to strip from us the fruits and benefits of Jesus, the world will shout into our ears and try to proclaim to us and convince us that God is dead. What fools they are. They will even try to persuade us that he perhaps never existed at all. And so, since those voices surround us day in, day out, hour out, we must remember and lay hold of the good news of Jesus' resurrection. Because in that message, we are reminded, God is not dead. God has always been active in this world to redeem and rescue us, just as he promised from the first day in the Garden of Eden that he would send the seed of the woman to crush the head of the serpent. And now, that has been accomplished. Christ died on Good Friday, putting aside all sin and death for us, and now he is risen from the dead. Glorious and ascended on high. And the constant recounting, the constant remembering, the constant preaching, the constant hearing, the constant recalling of these truths is the means by which we have faith to believe and trust in the goodness which God has for us. All of his mercy, all of his grace, all of his forgiveness, all of his righteousness. So that in all circumstances, no matter what happens, you are certain and assured your sins are forgiven. Death no longer has any hold over you. You've been released from your compulsion to sin. You are at peace with God, and Jesus' resurrection is the promise that even now you have eternal life. This is the Easter hope. So remember, keep it always in mind, hear it often, and lay hold of this truth and believe it. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the holy and blessed name of Jesus. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and keep your minds in Christ Jesus, our risen Lord. Amen.